Sports. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. Fight for your freedom. So the news cycle every day is Donald Trump. I can't remember the last time I led with something that wasn't Donald Trump related. Every day, it's very similar. The president does something, the hate Trump press goes crazy, the president's defenders defend. Now it's coming to a head. It's about 2 months away. So you got two tracks. You got the impeachment track, of course, you know that. And then you got the Justice Department John Durham track, where Durham could blow the lid off the hate Trump industry. It's interesting, I don't watch MSNBC, as I told you, but I get a summary. And Rachel Maddow, their chief Trump hater, well, probably O'Donnell's worse, but she says to her audience, this is a staged Justice Department intervention to help Trump's re-election campaign, the Durham investigation. So let me get this straight. It's okay to have the Russian collusion investigation. That's all right. But if you're going to look at possible corruption in the 2016 campaign, you can't look at the people who try to hurt Donald Trump. No. So who's buying all this? I don't know who's buying it. All right, so remember, John Durham, the most important man in the United States right now, even more important than Donald Trump. Because Durham exposes all of this and how it started to get Trump defeated and then ruin his presidency. Enormous story that could put him right back into the Oval Office for 4 years. Now, the impeachment story today, Matt Gaetz is a congressman from Florida. He gets a few guys, I guess, and they storm the secret hearing held by Congressman Adam Schiff. They storm it because they're saying that there's bad stuff in the secret impeachment hearing. Schiff shuts the hearing down. You can imagine it with the chaos in the House over this. All right? I don't care one way or the other about any of this because I don't believe that Donald Trump's going to be convicted in the Senate of anything because there isn't any crime unless stuff comes up. As we told you yesterday, it's now abuse of power. The whistleblower, he's gone. All right? It's abuse of power. Well, here's something really interesting, and I hope you read the message of the day every morning. I make an effort to get it up as early as I can. So I say today, every president under this abuse of power tenet could be impeached from George Washington on. Every single president could have been impeached. Let me give you some specific examples from the message. John F. Kennedy for the Bay of Pigs fiasco. He didn't get congressional approval for that. Kennedy just did it. And America was embarrassed, almost led to a nuclear confrontation. It was incredible. He easily could have gotten impeached for that if it's abuse of power. Lyndon Johnson misled the nation about Vietnam, 56,000 dead. Johnson didn't tell the truth about the war. Oh, we're winning. No, you weren't winning. We weren't ever winning. It was a stalemate. FDR wouldn't accept refugees fleeing Nazi Germany. The book Ship of Fools. I mean, people couldn't get in here. And they were getting murdered in concentration camps. Is that not an abuse of power on the immigration front? Of course it is. Could easily have done that. Harry Truman dropped the atom bomb and didn't get approval for it. If you read Killing the Rising Sun out in paperback, Truman just ordered a bomb. Now, he's a commander-in-chief, but it was the atom bomb. And it killed 300,000 plus civilians. Abuse of power? Left thinks so to this day. Barack Obama failed to protect American agents in Libya, Benghazi. Abuse of power? Why didn't you protect him? You were warned. Obama administration was warned. Why didn't you protect him? Abuse of power? You could be impeached, right? I can go on and on and on and on, but I'm going to end with this. Abraham Lincoln could have been impeached because he suspended habeas corpus during the Civil War, which means that union forces and authorities could kick in anybody's door, seize anything, no due process, do whatever they wanted to do. Could have been impeached. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. All right, Joe Biden trying to gain points by accusing Donald Trump of misusing the word lynching. It's just a riot. So Tuesday, 8 a.m., Donald Trump tweets, "All Republicans must remember what they are witnessing is a lynching." Okay. So then Biden at 1, I guess he wakes up around noon, 5 hours later, says, "Impeachment is not a lynching." He's tweeting Biden. He doesn't tweet. Somebody does it for him. "It's part of our Constitution. Our country has a dark, shameful history with lynching. To even think about making this comparison is abhorrent. It's despicable." Joe Biden, 5 hours later. Problem is that in 1998, Biden said exactly the same thing. But CNN unearthed this. CNN hurting Biden. Because he did an interview on that network in 98 where he said, quote, "Even if the president should be impeached," Bill Clinton he's talking about in 98, "history is going to question whether or not this was a partisan lynching," unquote. Biden forgot about that, of course. And then today, no, late last night, Biden comes back. He tweets, "Well, that wasn't a right word to use, and I'm sorry about that." Trump, on the other hand, chose his words deliberately in his use of the word lynching. Well, you didn't choose your words deliberately, Mr. Vice President? Come on, stay out of the game. I mean, you really can't do it. And I'm not saying that with any malice, believe me. I'm not. But Joe Biden can't do this. In a debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, it's... All right. So I tell you not to believe the polls, right? All over the weekend, Elizabeth Warren surging. She's going to be the nominee, Elizabeth Warren. Okay, yesterday, CNN comes out with a poll. Joe Biden, 34, Warren, 19. Whoa, that was fast. What did Warren do? 34, 19. Bernie's got 16. Nobody else is over 10. So Bernie's, Biden's back. Biden's back. Don't believe any of this stuff. Not one of the Democratic candidates, not one, has captured the imagination of the American electorate. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, let's go to the mail. Al, on a message board. "What happened to Take Your Country Back? What prompted the change?" I explained it time out. I know you can't see every broadcast, but take your country back is a good slogan, I think. But now the danger is much greater than it was even a year ago. So now the Democratic Party has ceded power to the far left, and they want a complete change. And they want to limit your freedom big time. Whether it be the Second Amendment, whether it be a wealth tax, whether it be PC, you can't say lynching, or you can't do this, or you can't do that. Freedom is under siege in America. Thus, fight for your freedom. Shane Sager, Lander, Wyoming. The Impeach the Media bumper sticker is a great idea. Just purchase a package of them. My friends and my family will love them, and they remind people on the road how corrupt the media is. So look, if you buy a signed copy of any of my books, including The United States of Trump, this is the personalized collector's edition, where I sign a book right in the book. The others are signed on book plates. See, I can't carry thousands of books around, but we do a few. So you get a free Impeach the Media bumper sticker for the hand-signed collector's edition or any personalized book. So you have a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, you get a sticker for that. Or you can buy the stickers outright. They're very inexpensive. Impeach the Media, great slogan, and I'm glad you guys are liking them. Shane, we'll see you tomorrow.